Now, you have a very unique perspective in that you've been a part of this school since 1980, since 1978 as an official coach, and...
Officially 68 as I was a student. I've got 2 degrees from here.
50 years you've been associated with... I know, I'm sorry.
I started at 10. Okay, first want you to know that. Okay, I'm kidding.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. But okay. What do you remember were some of your favorite moments from your freshman year when you were just a student and getting used to San Marcos?
Well, I think that I came from Pecos, Texas, which was flat, and to come to these hills, I don't know that it's a favorite moment, but one of my first memories was my calves were sore from walking up and down the hills. You know, I played on the tennis team at that point and just being involved. And again, we had separate departments. There was a women's athletic department and a men's athletic department back then. But just being a part of something. And even though we were probably 12,000 students at then, you know, it was that small school. You almost got to know everybody. We still walked up and down the quad and through the quad like you guys do today. There's something special. There's an aura over this campus that I think it's in my DNA, you know. I had some family members come up here, but it's just a special place. You know, I had a vice president years ago, Gerald Hill, tell a recruit with me that this is the best kept secret in the nation. And at that point, I think that's a true statement. I don't think it's a big secret anymore. We've gotten out the publicity. We've grown. We're almost at 40,000. But yeah, it is a hidden gem. It's a gem. This is just an amazing place.
And of course, every school wants to have both the feel of a great D1 university, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. athletically, because that's exactly. what can make you a lot of money at these schools. And now y'all are getting the new facilities that are starting to show just how dedicated that yes. the school is to growing your programs and making it comfortable for y'all. How do you feel that's going to translate into more fan excitement and maybe better attendance at games?
I think if it doesn't, somebody is dead and they don't have a heartbeat. I'd love to take you down to our new weight room when we get not weight room, our locker room when you see this. But as you walk into the, I keep saying Coliseum, I got to get over that, Strand Arena, and you see the new things that are happening, and you walk outside or you walk up to the University Event Center now, it is impressive. It's massive. You know, it is by far in our Sunbelt Conference one of the, if not the nicest, or it's going to be when we're completed, facilities. We have definitely, and I've got to take hats off to Dr. Trouth, to Larry Tice, our administrators, for making that commitment. It's been a long time coming, but the commitment is there, and we are definitely moving in the right direction for Division I athletics.
Now, my final question pertaining to back to school based and how you can get freshmen excited, mm-hmm. involved, or just new Bobcats in general. In your experience and what you've seen and how the school has been able to get the word out, what are some of the best tools you can use to market to freshmen who are coming to a school that I know we both have a lot of passion
exactly.
for, but it's still trying to get to the same degree of intensity as a UT or a Texas
A&M. Right. That's right. I think one of the best things that athletics department started 3 years ago, maybe four, was that big event that all the freshmen go to now in Bobcat Stadium. Every freshman that's going to be here is going to go out there on August the 25th, I think it is, and get the feel of athletics and meet some of the football players and meet the coaches and meet the athletic staff, plus getting to know each other. And I think if we can just get them over here one time, that's what I have told boosters forever. You come to one match, I guarantee you you'll come back because it's exciting, it's fun. Our marketing people do a nice job with marketing, the music. It's just a fun event. And I know also winning makes a big difference. And that's my goal, is to get out here and win a lot of ball games and continue to create the Bobcat pride that the foundation's here. It's just got to continue to grow. Just give us a chance. That's all I can ask.